From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power and military advisors captured a number of Islamic State positions amid heavy fighting Monday north of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the U.S. does not underestimate the hard work ahead, adding that Syrian Democratic Forces have already made progress in the early days of the advance, supported by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. The Syrian Democratic Forces announced on Sunday the start of an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by Islamic State extremists in 2014 and self-designated as the center of the extremist rule. Iraqi authorities say the military coalition pressing a huge offensive against Islamic State extremists near the city of Mosul have uncovered a mass grave containing at least 100 decapitated bodies. The victims are believed to be civilians. Islamic State fighters have controlled Mosul and its outlying towns and villages for more than 2 years, and civilians who have recently escaped have described repeated incidents of mass executions by the extremists. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace talks efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was supposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against the meeting and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu's emissaries made clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. This is VOA News. Voters in the United States are hours away from selecting the country's next president. Democrat Hillary Clinton is holding a final campaign rally in North Carolina at midnight. Early on Monday night, she was in Philadelphia for an all-star